From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and I'm here with Robin Hilton.
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I think this is going to be a good show.
I got lots of new stuff. What about you?
Yeah, I got some new stuff. But
you got some new stuff?
I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but
all right.
Yeah, I've got some new stuff.
All right, I'm going to kick it off with someone. Do you know Josh Tillman? You know the fellow from Fleet Foxes? He was a drummer for 3 or 4 years, and he's got a solo project. It's called, I keep wanting to say Papa John, but it's Father John Misty. I've now ruined it for everybody, too. And it's a wonderful folky romp of a record. Lots of humor. Let's kick off the show with this cut. It's called Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Love that sound.
Yeah, nice percussion in that. I guess it's not surprising, right? He was the drummer.
Yes, he's the drummer.
When did this come out? May 1st?
May 1st, yeah. It's called Father John Misty is the name of the character he's created for this record, the he being Joshua Tillman, and the record's called Fear Fun.
Well, May 1st will be a busy day because a new record from Norah Jones is coming out on May 1st as well.
This isn't just an ordinary.
This isn't just an ordinary Norah Jones record.
Right.
Well, she produced this one with Danger Mouse, Brian Burton. And I'm just a big Brian Burton fan. I'm a big Danger Mouse fan. I pretty much anything he lays his hands on, I end up really enjoying. And this record is no exception to that. It's a new solo record from Norah Jones. It's called Little Broken Hearts. I think Danger Mouse just has such a distinctive sound when he puts together a record. He adds a lot of warmth and depth and nice textures to his recordings. And it works very well with Norah Jones' voice. I think you can hear it on this song. It's called Say Goodbye.
love what he did with the voice. I love her voice, but
well, yeah, I think that's something he does well. Is Danger Mouse? He's very tasteful in his production. He adds just enough effects to something like her voice, which is great on its own. But he adds just enough processing to it to sort of make your ears perk up without it being too overwhelming. The interesting thing about this cut, it was called "Say Goodbye" from Little Broken Hearts, is that Norah Jones and Brian Burton, Danger Mouse, they recorded scratch tracks for all these songs when they were working them out together, then brought musicians in to play all the parts, except for that song. That's actually them on playing each of the instruments on
that
song.
Cool. Yeah. If people wonder why we may sound a little deeper, a little hoarser.
Yeah, I've been clearing my
SARS. So stay away from, don't put your earbuds too far. No, that's... So South by Southwest is always a treat and a trip, but it always takes a small toll on all of us. And
we've been back just over a week now, and my voice is still shot, absolutely hammered.
I was just fine, and so I kept on going.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, it was just after three shows Saturday and one show Friday and a trip to New York, and I'm now done.
But the music we're listening to from there still sounds good, even if we don't.
That's right. And we got a lot of the videos that we had shot from South by finally up online, concerts we webcast. So you can see Sharon Van Etten and Dan Deacon and Andrew Bird. And
Alabama Shakes.
And then La Vida Boheme and...
Lower Dens.
And Polisa and SDS. So all those videos are online. Concerts are also to be heard. Some are to be downloaded in the podcast. The All Songs Considered Live Concert Podcast. Some of them are there. But one of the things that both of us were at, and we took away as one of the highlight events, was Patrick Watson. Mm-hmm. Patrick is someone who we both care a lot about. Last record came out 2009. It was a favorite album from that year for me. And it's been 3 years, and name of his band and he are called Patrick Watson. He played in this church, the St. David's Church, and really knocked us out.
Yeah, and in the week since, I have not stopped listening to that 2009 record, Wooden Arms. And we actually have... the new record that we got from him, a few weeks ago, and I've been listening to that like crazy, too, and have come to realize that that was absolutely, hands down, best show I saw in our entire week at South by Southwest.
Yeah, incredibly personable, little strings and great arrangements, fantastic percussionists.
Magical.
They came out and did... the next song we're going to play is called Into Giants, and it's from Adventures in Your Own Backyard, the record that comes out May 1st. And they came out in the audience and played it acoustically with just holding flashlights on each other. Yeah. I see you getting chills. And then toward the end of the song, they all made it back to the stage, which was
where it continued to build build.
Right.
Wow.
Which is what he's really good at. There's songs within songs within songs. So let's play Into Giants from Patrick Watson. Can I have the plug?
Time was running fast. Walking so slow, well, I watched us grow and grow, carried our love in cups to go. So
guess that's them turning into giants at the end of that. I was, you know, at this performance, I was literally sobbing at the end of this song when I saw them perform. I thought I might have to excuse myself. It was just so moving seeing them come out into the audience and sing this song. And Bob, you have a reputation for seeing about five shows in an hour. And I thought, man, because you'll see a couple songs and then go on the next. And after the song was over, I scanned the audience. I said, you better still be sitting there. And you were.
I never left.
Yeah.
I never left. That record, Adventures in Your Own Backyard, comes out May 1st. They did that I think entirely in Patrick's apartment in Montreal.
There are so many moving parts to his songs. What the what?
Oh. Tell us more.
What is that?
Who's that voice?
Oh, yeah. I like this.
A little bit of can there for everyone.
Yeah. I want more, actually.
Saida Blount on the line from New York with us. Saida's from, it's one of the newest members of the NPR music team. She's just such a huge part of the family already.
You need it done, ask Saida to do it.
Yeah. That's nice. Jeez. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
You were at South By with us. How have you recovered?
Do you have SARS?
I do. I have the famous Austin sickness.
You got the cough?
The cough and the scratchy throat.
Yeah.
I guess it's because we're screaming until 5 o'clock in the morning.
And we're all in the same room doing it.
Yeah.
Breathing the same.
Yeah.
And also the same dirty beer taps everywhere, probably.
Yes.
But we've been bringing other people from the NPR music team on the show to share some of their discoveries and the music they're enjoying and listening to now. And Cy, what do you have for us?
Well, I wanted to share this band from the West Coast called The Satisfaction. It's a two female, it's hard to classify. I wouldn't say that they're rappers, but it's kind of a mix of rap, R&B, some spoken word poetry, and then kind of some weird space funk thrown in there. So it's a really nice mix of genres.
Spoken word and space funk.
Yeah, I saw that mix of music, which was at a place called Red 7, which was a Sub Pop showcase, and they just knocked me out. All their stuff was backing, all the backing tracks were off a computer, and as Robin would tell you right off, that's just a dead turn off for Bob. It wasn't, because that stuff was interesting, and they were so dynamic. They were sort of doing speak singing and then a lot of interweaving singing between the two of them, and it was just a fascinating dynamic.
Yeah, I really enjoy that they kind of have brought a new life to kind of what would be stereotyped as like backpacker hip hop or something like that, a little bit more conscious or a little bit more positive hip hop. That it's fresh, it talks about timely subjects, but it sounds really different. There are like lots of little beeps and clicks, and also the just kind of weird atmospherics that just make it such an interesting sound.
What do you want to play?
The song is called Queens. It's their lead single off of their new album.
Excellent.
Leave your face at the door. Turn off your swag and check your bag. From your limbs to your Timbs, get down. But whatever you do, hey, don't fuck with my groove. Whatever you do, don't fuck with my groove. Whatever you do, don't fuck with my groove. Whatever you do.
Leave it in a world
Bring yourself.
We should all do that. Can we do that together?
I love that.
Yeah, the SARS kick will cough will come back.
SARS.
Careful. It's a great summer track. Lively, happy. Makes you want to dance. It's a good vibe to it. A little spacey too. Never can knock the space rock.
What's the record?
The record is called Awe, AWE, Natural. And they like playing with the spelling and language. The band is actually, it's The Satisfaction, but it's all spelled together, and it's T-H-E-E, The Satisfaction.
Right, and it's all capitalized, as I've seen it every time. The and the word and the beginning of Satisfaction.
So. Yes.
Fantastic.
That was wonderful. Yeah.
Thanks for that. Tyler Blount, we'll come bring you back, and we'll find something more fun soon.
Great. Thanks for bringing me on.
You bet.
Well, since we're looking back at some of our South By things, I got to talk about one band that I never got to play, but I totally discovered through the grace of South By Southwest. It's a band called Gash Cat. And I was looking at the list of all the 2,000 bands that were going to play there, trying to find something, just something, anything, just to surprise me. I got to that band, and picked them only because of the name. I thought the name was so ridiculous. I had to check them out. And when I heard them, I thought, oh my gosh, I loved it. It was amazing. This is a band from Austin. They're fronted by a guy named Kyle Kraft, who is the doppelganger of NPR Music's Lars Gotrich, by the way. They look exactly the same.
No, they are.
In fact, you had told me how much they look alike. And then I was at a show later. Can I say the name of the band that I was seeing? So I was seeing the Psychedelic Horseshit show, by the way, which is I mentioned on an earlier show. And Kyle Kraft of Gash Cat was there. And I looked over, and from the side, he even looked more like Lars Gotrich. But that's where the similarities end. You'll hear it as soon as I play this, what band this band probably gets compared to the most, but it's totally worth it. This song from Gash Cat is from the record Reunion, and it's called Morning Sun.
I know, and I'll go hey to the morning, hey
You know, that's the sound of the parade that's always happening in my head.
I believe that. So it's pretty obvious this band gets compared a lot to Neutral Milk Hotel. Singer Kyle Kraft, Jeff Mangum of Neutral Milk Hotel, they have very similar voices. But that's not to take anything away at all from Gash Cat. This is a great record called Reunion. It just has that same sort of urgency to all the songs and quirky instrumentation. You should definitely check out the band's full record on their Bandcamp site.
We were at that same show, right?
Gash Cat, yeah.
In fact, that's the same room that The Satisfaction were playing in, the very same room that I saw The Satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, the Red Sun, that's a good space. They get a lot of great access. The line for that venue was always around the block, so I didn't always get in to see the ones I wanted. And speaking of bands I didn't get to see, I want to do just one more from South by Southwest. And this is it's only loosely connected because it's a band I wanted to see while we were there and I didn't get to it. The band is called A Place to Bury Strangers. It's a group from Brooklyn. They've been together for 10 years, but they've only put out two records. The last one was in 2009, a record called Exploding Head. And they're already working on a new one that should be out later this year. But in the meantime, they have a new EP out called Onwards to the Wall. And this song from A Place to Bury Strangers is called I Lost You. Would you like a little noise with your rock, Bob? Just big, loud, dark, droning rock. I have no problem with where we are with music right now. I don't even know where we are with music anymore because everything is happening at the same time. But we sure have been hearing a lot of this lately, and I just love it. Place to bury strangers.
You know, it wouldn't be a far... That little theme song we played for Sayeda, the Can, it wouldn't be too far stretched to think of Can and that song that we just played right there with 35 years distance. Not necessarily the song we played from Can, but the band Can really just made that hard driving... spacey, noisy music.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something that's spacey and noisy in a different way. There's a new record coming from Sigur Rós.
Oh.
No?
You're kidding me.
No. Four years?
I thought they were on an indefinite hiatus.
They're on hiatus, but here comes. They've been, you know, trying off and on to put this record together, and finally it's come together. It's a sixth album. It's called Valturi, and it comes out May 29th. One cut's been released on their website. We're going to play that for you. It's called Ekimuk.
Ekimuk?
Ekimuk. And, you know, what can you say? It's Sigur Rós. I'm going to listen to it a lot.
Right. Yeah. We're going to meditate our way out of the show now.
Yeah, probably best. So next show we're going to do is about speak singing, for those
My
of you
favorite.
Who love it or don't love it. I don't love it, as you heard, is Robin. Do love it is me. And we're asking you to tell us your favorite or reasons why you hate speak singing. But if you love it, tell us a song that you really think we should do. You know, that kind of like, do I need to do my Lou Reed imitation?
No, that's fine. But we've got a blog post up and they can leave their comments there.
Excellent. So we'll see you next week for that. And
right on.
I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton.
There you are. Grampy Arm Music. And there's Dan. Hi, Dan.
Oh, no.
He's just waving. Shh. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.